Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Good morning, Numa and Jerome, Centerville, Mystic, X-Line, Rathbun, and all of southern Iowa. Partly sunny today, your high around 32 degrees. Winds are going to be gusty, and on the overnight, a 50% chance of snow in the forecast, producing a little less than a half of an inch of snow on the ground for your Sunday. Mostly cloudy, your high around 34.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Yes, indeed. We have crash landed once again. Jacob Briggs high above the obvious square on a
sundrip morning. Did you see that sun come up, Jacob?
Yes, sir.
You got me coming in different mics everywhere. It's like the ambience. Your mic is so good. It's picking me up
on the other side. See? Here, listen to that. Listen to that. Stereophonic. You know what I'm going to do today, Jacob Briggs, after I do a little basketball today? I'm going to do an old man thing. I'm going to head to Des Moines and go to Skylabs. And you don't know why that is. Scott, yeah, you can turn your mic on now. All right, it's where they sell vintage stereo equipment. And as good as the new stuff is, You cannot beat the sound of old tube tuners and amplifiers. Now, Joe Millage, he's geeky like me. So I'm going up, and I cannot wait, because I'm going to go because the sound, the stereophonic sound that came through my ears just a moment ago, it induced another level of desire to want to purchase some more old equipment. It's so good. You can't match the sound of old. Yeah. I know. You're still stuck in this time frame of your mind where everything's digital, but the analog music is so good. The depth of sound that comes off a record, right?
And I do have a vinyl record. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're playing it through the right speakers. Mm-hmm. Today's speakers are oftentimes made out of metal or plastic, and they don't have the same depth or tone. So I'm looking forward to going to Skylab, and occasionally I'll find an old vinyl that I haven't got in my collection, because I'm an old geeky guy that enjoys the sound of stereophonic music. And there was a time when there was no FM stereo. It was a big deal. It was a really big deal when you got FM stereo. Coach Archer's looking at me. He's still younger. He floated in here today because he's on cloud nine. He should be, because the way this basketball team has played, what a night last night for basketball in Albia. Davis County, a rich program, with tremendous coaches. Both programs are looking to come on the road and play spoiler. On the guy's side, Davis County undefeated. Coach Graves, one of the top coaches in the state of Iowa. Period. A guy that's been around the block. A guy that's coached against the guy that's sitting across from me here all those years. And I think combined, Coach Archer can help confirm this, but probably about 400 wins. And Albia takes them down. Both teams. impressive style. Walk away type of games, and when you can do that to a conference opponent, and you can do that on a night where you get number 300, pretty good stuff. So he floated in this morning. He had a big old smile on his face. Basically, had a big old smile on his face the entire year. You know, Jacob, that's one of the indicators to me. A lot is when I look at the coach, and before things get started, and after, you know, even when there's a tough circumstance. What's the expression they have on their face? And that tells you a lot about... because sometimes you could be winning, and you, maybe you'll understand this, Jacob. Jacob Reed, the best producer in all the business, and we're learning him stuff. Sometimes you can win and not have joy. Right. Sometimes you can have seasons where you've got a lot of wins and still not have joy. And it has a lot to do with the people that are around you. And... getting everything out of your kids. So sometimes, you know, if I was to play a one-on-one with my two-year-old grandson and I beat him, and I beat him convincingly, still not been my best moment. So you can't necessarily judge getting the best out of your kids or most out of your kids just on a scoreboard. And that can sound crazy to the outside world who majors only things by the end results of a night. But when you see a coach that's got joy in their face, and in the good and the bad, then you know they're really enjoying what they're doing, and that things are going right. And I see that. I see that both coaching staffs. And you obviously, I wouldn't be saying it when I don't see it, but I see it. And we'll talk with Coach about 300, but I know what he's going to want to do because he's already doing it now. He's looking down, not fun to even look at me because he knows I'm bragging on him a little bit. And so he's not going to want that about him. He's going to want it about the boys, by the way. They're the ones who went out and did the job last night. And, man, this team has so much talent and depth. And I, you know, as I was a coach, I'd have a real problem because, you know, all these kids are competitors. They work hard. And you want every one of them to get all the minutes possible because that's what they want. They want the minutes and they want to be a part. But when you have guys that realize they're not going to get the minutes and they're bought out and sold out, and that's why you can have a joyful smile on your face. So he's going to talk about the guys that got the job done last night. And boy, they did a great job of getting the job done. Coach Dyke's going to join us as well. The ladies playing fantastic basketball, the best basketball. Thank you, Jacob. I don't know. What did we do there? We killed something. It's the ambience of the other mic. See, there's different levels on these mics in here, and the mic that you're sitting in front of has a really wide dynamic range that catches everything in the background. That creates that stereophonic sound that we're all hearing. And I can't wait to go get some more. The analog board. Joe Millie finally broke down and bought a digital board, and both of us, every time we look at it, are like, oh, man, let's go back to that analog board. But you can't buy the parts much anymore, so dang on it. But anyway, I'm going to have some great conversation this morning. And, you know, one of the things that the wrestling programs both are going on right now, so we're not going to get the wrestling coaches, but we are going to talk with Tim Millage. At 6 foot four, he's the better looking, smarter, and much more talented and taller Millage brother. And we're going to talk this guy that can play the round ball. We're going to talk wrestling because he's the AD over at Sheraton, and they're going to be host of the South Central Conference Wrestling Tournament. And we're going to do something different this year. He's got a great vision and leadership, and he says, hey, let's take this little South Central Conference wrestling tournament. Let's go down to Bridgeview and make this an event. And we were fortunate enough to be invited along the way, and we're going to make it a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that. We'll spend some time talking wrestling at the end of the hour. Craziness, besides my words and my conversations and the ability I have. I did confirm with a public defender earlier this week that if you are swerving listening to me and you get pulled over, it won't be an OWI, operating while under the influence, but it could be reckless driving. So, you know, take your chances. But crazy, the crazy world of college sports and the NIL. And this morning we're going to talk with Tom Cakert at the 9:40 mark. So you Hawkeye fans need your Hawkeye fix. And, you know, Coach Archer's a big Hawkeye fan. Probably the thing you didn't know. He's a closet Hawkeye fan. He's going to, now we're going to go. So Tom Cakert for all you Hawkeye fans, and Coach Archer will be out of here by then. We're going to talk NIL. And we're going to talk the portal and a new addition to the Hawkeye football team. We'll maybe talk a little wrestling and some basketball and get a Hawkeye update. But we've got a fast hour, Jacob. Where are we? We're 11 minutes in. I'm already cutting into Coach Archer's time. All right, we're going to blow the whistle. I'm going to head out of here, come back in a quick break. We're coming back here talking to Coach Archer. 300. Not the movie 300. 300 career wins out of this guy that I used to call the young coach. We're going to talk with him about 300, but more importantly about this basketball team and their performance last night. When we come back to the Fast Hour All Radio, buckle them up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
My whole business just went up in flames, but my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Looking for fast, reliable service for your vehicle? Come to Quick Service at Albia Ford. Our certified master mechanics work on all makes and models, so no matter what you drive, we've got you covered. We make it easy with free pickup and delivery. And here's the deal you don't want to miss. Buy two oil change services and get the third one free. For expert care and unbeatable convenience, trust Quick Service at Albia Ford, 641-932-5416.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Want to win a temperature-controlled smart mug? The Ember 2 mug offers up to 80 minutes of heat or all-day warmth on its charging coaster, ideal for keeping drinks at the perfect temperature, and wakes up when hot liquid is poured in it. To enter the giveaway contest, visit ieclmagazine.com. That's ieclmagazine.com to enter by December 31st.
High atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
Joe Millage, after his steroid and ejected voice. Sounds just like him, Jacob Brigg, doesn't it? Yeah, enough of that. I got to torment Joe Millage. He's Grandpa Millage now. I hope he's enjoying his time. Going to have a little retirement going on for him. I can't wait to talk to him. We'll get him on the air and torment him. Promise, but a guy that I don't want to torment this morning, although he's been tormented already, having to sit here and listen to me this morning, Coach Kevin Archer. Coach, we want to get to last night, but man, friend, the times fly by. You young coach coming in here, and basketball's always been a traditional program. It's, you know, the boys' basketball program's going to get a lot of attention. First of all, the eyes need to, the people need things to do during the winter, right? But you came in here as a young coach and kid from Ottumwa, and here we are, brother. You've watched your boys grow up here, and been watching you coach, and I've said it all along. One of the hallmarks of an outstanding coach is consistency, and you don't get to 300 if you're not consistently finding ways to win. And congratulations, well deserved. And last night, I thought it was really. Not just a tribute to 300, but maybe to what you've done for the program, the kids, and our community.
Thanks, yeah, and you don't get to 300 unless you do it for a long time, you know. And I just that's the first thing that I've told people. I said, well, I've been here a really long time, so And you don't get to 300 if you don't coach really, really good players. I mean, I got a ton of texts last night, which was awesome, and I got some texts this morning, and just thinking about all the really talented basketball players that I've been fortunate to coach and that have allowed me to be a part of their lives for, you know, that short stretch of high school basketball. But, man, I've had some really good basketball players, and you don't win games without great basketball players, and I've had some really, really good ones, and I've had some great ones, and it's pretty simple to understand why it happens. And I'm proud of all the hard work that's gone into it, but I don't do it without them. I don't do it without fantastic assistant coaches. And most importantly, I don't do it without my support system. You know, I mean, my gosh, that's Jennifer Archer's 300th mm-hmm. win. That's mm-hmm. Roberta Archer's 300th win. And I don't, probably not as proud of the 300 as I am, but man, I don't do it without either one of those two women in my life. So, just a lot of things that go into it.
I remember diaper bags. You know, Coach, I remember seeing they weren't diaper bags, but yeah. I had Jen and Grandma bringing the kids, and So yeah, you're right.
Yep. It's been a long road, and it's been it's been rewarding. You know, even without last night, it would have been. It's always been rewarding. You know, you put the work in, and every once in a while something special happens, and that's what makes it such a rewarding job. You know, I mean, there's a lot of rough days and a lot of tough times, but the tough times and the hard days are what makes last night so special.
Absolutely. And special last night for lots of reasons. 300, obviously. But Coach, the way this team's playing, tremendous. I felt if you did things well, and when this team does things well, and they do that, they've done it, you know, you're unblemished, right? That you had a chance to really pull away.
Right.
And they did that. I'll go back to my opening monologue, because I'm long with everything, I can see some joy. Some joy in your face, and when I talk to the guys, you see that as well. It's not just a smile and a comment. It's genuine joy.
Yeah, the biggest thing about last night was that, you know, we came out and get in pretty immediate foul trouble. I mean, holy smokes. I mean, we're, you know, Cale Schofield, Cooper Bradley, Gage Chance. Gage Chance does not play the second quarter. Cool. Cale Schofield does not play the second quarter. Cooper Bradley, I'd have to go back and look, but if you told me he did not play the second quarter, I'd believe you. I mean, those are our three. You want to look at us statistically? Those are our three leading scorers that don't play much in the first half. So what we overcame in terms of foul trouble was super impressive, and the guys that stepped up and played huge minutes and kept things going. I mean, that.
Well, you built a league in that impressive first quarter, you know? Right.
Yeah. To not only have to go deep onto your bench and then to build the lead and to be up 17 and a half, missing some really key pieces. We went 11 deep last night in the first half. Cole Wilson got his first significant varsity minutes. I think he gave me a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and they were awesome. So it wasn't everybody that was out there last night was locked in. And I came to the bench after I met with him at the 8 minute mark, and I told Dustin and Darren, and I tell you what, you're not a successful coach without really good assistant coaches. And I've had really good assistant coaches for 24 years. But I told them both, I said, we're ready to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, that lot, we were ready to play. We were focused. We were fired up. I really felt good before tip that this was a group of guys that were ready to play. And we were unselfish again last night and played for one another and happy for one another. And when you got a group of guys that celebrate one another's successes, it's a fun group to be around.
Competitive group, all right, a real competitive group. And that's sometimes when you're playing aggressive basketball and you're playing physical. When I mean physical, that you're going to get the ball, you're chasing down things. You can get fouls, and you don't want to coach that out of a kid. You want to be aggressive and assertive, and that's what you got with these kids. So, man, a depth really comes into play, and when you can let just guys play,
right? Yeah, and I and some of the stuff we got a foul 5 seconds into the game. I think we put a hand on his waist, and I'm like, holy smokes, everybody's fouling out. Yeah. Everybody's fouling out. I mean, if
both
this
teams.
Is yeah, yeah. And I've been I remember there's a game like that in Knoxville, very first game of the year. Man, it's been a long time ago, and it was crazy. I mean, kids are fouling out left and right, and I'm like, what are we doing? But you know, the depth last night was super important. You know, we do not win last night without the guys that we have. You know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Everybody gave us great minutes. I came home and sat down, and Jen was like, "Oh, so and so played really well last night." And I was like, "You can't name someone that stepped on the court last night that didn't play great. I mean, we got something really good out of every single kid that stepped on the floor last night." So pretty special night in that regard. And it's just a group of guys that I think are super excited, and they see what we have next week and the opportunities that we have next week. And, you know, super excited for that opportunity.
That's the other thing that kind of impressed me was that, you know, there was a lot on the line last night.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
Sometimes you can turtle up. Right?
Yeah.
You can turtle up when there's a lot on the line, and that obviously didn't happen.
Right, and I didn't know it, but Jen was really the only one going into last night that knew what was on the line, and then I show up, and, you know, the entire family's there, so I know that's on the line, and the guys had figured it out before the game. So, and, you know, and I've said this 1,000 times, you know, this group of guys, every group of guys that I've coached, they don't think like me. You know,
right.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're not worked up or nervous. So, oh, this is a big game. You know, it was not. It was, I mean, 300 was going to happen. You know, it's not like last night was a big game. But when
a second. That's not true. It's 300 and you've got an undefeated team, two undefeated teams going, and you're doing it at home. I think that's something.
What I'm saying, when you've got 15 family members
there,
and it's like, okay, tonight's the night it's going to happen. Well, it's not necessarily.
No.
You know, and then all the guys know that it needs to happen tonight, too. So I don't know. There probably wasn't any added pressure on them, but. For them to have that in their minds, that's what I did not want.
Yeah,
We didn't talk. Obviously, we did not talk about it. I don't think I told my assistant coaches till before the game, so it was not something I was going to talk about, because it really, again, back to the beginning, it's not about me. I mean, it's about everybody that's been a part of this with me. So, no, it was a great night. And like I said, that was a true 1 through 15 team win, and just so proud of the way that all of our guys played, and proud of the way that all of our guys took ownership in that win, because they should.
Tuesday, Coach, Knoxville. Obviously, we know they're good. They remain undefeated. It's going to be a. You know, who's going to take the top spot in the conference.
Right.
And getting conference wins, always difficult. Getting conference wins over teams like Knoxville and the program they developed as well. And to have a chance for this team to put itself in the driver's seat for a conference title.
Right.
Rare stuff.
It feels different, though. You know, I mean, I to me anyway. And, you know, last night, I think if you watch film and you look at what we have, and boy, the Utt kid at Davis County averages 18 rebounds a game, and him and Carter Will, which are, by the way, what I know of those two kids are just unbelievable class act kids. And that's because they've got a class act coach.
Yeah.
But you know, last night, looking at our team, looking at their team, I felt like we were the more talented team. Maybe not by a lot, but I felt it. Tuesday, this is a Knoxville team that beat Pella by 25, had them down 30, beat Newton the next day. So it's just a little bit different feel, but it's like, you know, it's more of an opportunity last night than maybe a pressure situation for us. Cause I know first place is on the line from a conference standpoint, but this team we're going to play Tuesday is really going to help us figure out what type of team
right.
we have.
Right. I that's encouraging, because you know when the conference is your goal, obviously, every year. But a team that's thinking about being their best, and being their best means that they could be one of the best in the state. And I think that's what I really do believe this group bought into that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just the biggest thing. My biggest job is to make them understand that tomorrow's the most important day.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, let's not talk about anything a week away. You know, and it was hard not to talk about Davis County on Monday.
Yeah,
you know, right. And it was hard not to talk about Knoxville on Wednesday and Thursday. But man, you got to think about tomorrow is what you have to think about. You have to think about today. I'm sorry, you got to think about what's right in front of you, because you start getting ahead of yourself and you start thinking about, you know, a game that's a week away or an accomplishment that could happen in a month. I mean, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I really took from Coach Dayton over the years was, you know, there is no big game or little game. There's the game you're playing.
It's the next one.
Yep. And what's important now, Jacob? You know that spells win? I'm really good at this stuff.
Really, you know, I've never heard. That's crazy.
Somebody ought to remember. Coach, there's a lot of things out of this voice you've never heard before. One of my classic moments. It just was poetic for me for you to get 300. One of my all-time broadcasting moments was down in Davis County when I asked you a question that was not a question that you responded with. I have no idea what you
asked. Yeah,
and on you live know what? Radio. On live radio.
Yeah. You know, you've been here for, you know, you've been here the entire time I've been here. And continuity everywhere makes it special, though.
It
you know
does.
What I mean?
It does, yeah.
You know, the relationships that you
because
can build.
Because it is special. In today's world, you know, to hit it the 300, to get that at one place, right? Yeah. To get that in and to be able to do that. There's a lot of transition in administration. Yeah. And,
yes.
Right? A coach's longevity is always in doubt.
And you know what? You're not in one place this long without it being a special place.
That's a very good
point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, if Albia wasn't such a special place, we would still not be here after 24 years. And you know, people like you and people that are unselfish and put their time into this community because they believe in this place and they know it's special, makes this a really wonderful place.
Tuesday's going to be fun, Coach. Cannot wait. Enjoy the moment. 300, congratulations, and congratulations to those guys, because that was an impressive win.
Yeah.
And they ran away with it, the boys. Margin of victory, 42 points a game for Knoxville, 34 for you guys. It's probably gone up a little bit. That's impressive stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be, if you like basketball, it's going to be a good one on Tuesday.
So. I don't know what the temperature is, Jacob, but I can tell you right now that old gymnasium is going to be nice and toasty. There's going to be a lot of carbon dioxide being expelled that night. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we will be there. Thanks, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
300, Coach Kevin Archer. When we come back, another joyful coach going to be dancing her way onto the phone lines. Coach Katie Dykes. How about those ladies? Man, off and running. And we'll talk about their victory last night as well when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Stay right here. Don't forget, Tim Miller's going to join us at the end of the hour. Tom Caker for all you Hawkeye fans here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag at Menards and ring in the new year with bathroom savings you must see to believe. We have what you need to complete your dream bathroom. Upgrade with Sterling tubs and showers that fit your style and budget. Get the ensemble shower kit on sale now for $619.99 through January 12th. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
My whole business just went up in flames, but my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
51-34. Lady D's victorious last night at home. Davis County in the house. Making it a twin win for the ladies and boys in blue. And a big win last night for Coach Katie Dykes and the Lady D's. Coach, congratulations. Wow, what an impressive victory for girls again, and another tremendous week of basketball. Going to start out, Coach. It looked like Harrington just had a tremendous night for you guys. If I got it right, 18 points. This can't be right. I'm misreading this. I have to be. Is it 7 assists? 18 points and 7 assists.
Yep. I know. I was doing the stats this morning, and I was like, oh, okay, awesome. Like, that's a really good stat, right? To have to score 18 points, and she was really effective. I think she was 6 for 10 in shooting, which is just amazing. But then not just that, but that, yeah, to have 6 or 7 assists on top of that, the other people, you know, points scored on top of your points, that's a really, really great stat for a player. And actually, that's pretty common most nights with, even with my leading scorer having, you know, 3, 4, 5 assists sometimes. These girls are really unselfish and they pass the ball really well. And it really does start with Addie, her senior leadership as a passer. She's so unselfish. It's just really fun to watch them play. They all just feed off of each other in that way.
Coach, building the assist is great, but there's two parts to the assist, and you just named it. So someone's got to see their teammate open, and then their teammate has to finish the job. And I can tell you over the last several years, we've had a difficult time finishing the job and even taking the open shots. So, man, that's like a double win for the ladies.
It is. It's great. And honestly, there were probably a few. Addie might have had a double-double. There were a couple, you know, there are still some rough passes or, you know, missed shots or whatever. We struggled a little bit to finish at the rim early in the game, but came back and did a lot better later on. So, you know, it's there and all the pieces are there. So as we put it together more and more and get more comfortable playing with each other, I think it's going to be just a really special rest of January into February, and the girls are having a ton of fun with it.
9 players score last night, Coach. At least that's what I counted up. I look for those kind of stats. Where are we getting the points from? But when I can see that many girls scoring one, you've been able to get everybody into the game, and that's an important stat. But, boy, again, I go back to the unselfishness, which is going to make this team, as you get down the road and the competition is going to get hard on Tuesday night, it's going to make these girls have an opportunity for a special season, you said.
Yeah, and, you know, they're so smart. Their basketball IQ really is probably one of the best I've coached all around, the girls as a whole. And, you know, Liv Sheffield, she's been one of our leading scorers. Her and Lily have been our two leading scorers primarily throughout the season. And, you know, I think last night showed that Liv contributes in so many different ways. And on any given night, you know, one of our top players that's, you know, can be the leading scorer and the other players are still contributing just as much. And Liv did that in steals and in rebounds and assists as well. And just defensive, intensity and effort. So, all these kids, any given night, they're contributing. So I've got 9 kids that scored anywhere from 3 to 18 points last night. And it's exciting basketball. It's fun to share the ball. It's fun that all my kids are willing to shoot the ball and are good shooters, too. They all, on any given night, could score 6, 8, 10 points during the game.
Well, Coach, going to have some challenged legs this week. 3 contests. Yep. If I got it right, Tuesday, Knoxville, then Newton, and EBF. Thursday, Friday is going to be, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This is a from the kettle to the frying pan kind of week.
It's a good week for us, you know. Our conference, we're. It's going to be tough every night because it's conference, right? Just like last night, you know, we started a little slow. We were down 9 to 16 in the first quarter, and then made just some great, had some great quarters going forward. And that's why you play a four quarter basketball game. And it makes it fun to do that. But every night, you know, our conference is going to show up. But I would say overall, our conference is not, you know, not as good as some of the conferences in the state. So weeks like this are going to be really good for us as we prepare for postseason, which is, you know, that's the whole point, and is getting to postseason and playing your best. And so hitting a team like Newton, who's a 4A team, they play a lot of really good schools, and Newton has a good record. That's going to be a really good challenge for us. And then, of course, hitting Eddyville again. You know, you don't necessarily want to play a back-to-back game like that, but just seeing, again, what does it take to be one of the top teams, not just in the conference, but in the state, and how can we continue to grow and get to that place where at the end of the season we're competing at those high levels, and hopefully finding and showing improvements from, you know, earlier in the season against Eddyville to now, but also finishing and doing the work we need to do to beat Knoxville on Tuesday.
Coach, go have fun, and it's going to be a fast week, and we look forward to it. And congratulations once again, a big win for you guys last night. And go enjoy the weekend, Coach, because you are going to be running fast this next week.
Yep, the next couple weeks are fast and furious.
They are.
It's going to be good.
As Coach Katie Dykes, victorious once again, our Lady D's, and we'll take a timeout. All right, you Hawkeye junkies, I'm about to give you your fix. Tom Kicker's going to join us. We'll talk some transfer. The transfer portal. The portal, Jacob Briggs. No, not one you'd find on Star Trek. The NIL that has changed everything in the open portal. And how's it impacted the Hawks? We'll find out when we come back. Tom Kaker's going to join us. Then Tim Miller's going to be here at the end of the hour. We're going to break down some wrestling news when we come back to the Fast Hour on the radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Looking for fast, reliable service for your vehicle? Come to Quick Service at Albia Ford. Our certified master mechanics work on all makes and models, so no matter what you drive, we've got you covered. We make it easy with free pickup and delivery. And here's the deal you don't want to miss. Buy two oil change services and get the third one free. For expert care and unbeatable convenience, trust Quick Service at Albia Ford, 641-932-5416.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. One-to-one a temperature-controlled smart mug? The Ember 2 mug offers up to 80 minutes of heat or all-day warmth on its charging coaster, ideal for keeping drinks at the perfect temperature, and wakes up when hot liquid is poured in it. To enter the giveaway contest, visit ieclmagazine.com. That's ieclmagazine.com to enter by December 31st.
The PCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back in. All right, you Hawkeye junkies, time to get your fix. Dr. Feelgood's here himself, Tom Kaker at HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, I feel like I've entered a portal to get this fix. This feels like a sci-fi edition. I cannot imagine if we went back 10 years ago and could you imagine a time when on your forums you have people openly discussing the ability to give kids money and trying to raise money to give kids money just simply to come play a sport for you at college. I mean, this is a Star Wars edition here of our lives.
It's been a interesting week. With all the is Gronowski coming? Is he not? And then the news dump yesterday about his shoulder, yeah. And you know, that he's going to have surgery, and then that brings up all the Cape feelings and everything. It's just, yeah, it's never easy being an Iowa fan, is it?
Never easy. The portal, good for the Hawks. How do you rank this class? How do you rate this class? And I know if we go out to HawkeyeReport.com, you've got some official rankings, but how would you deem this class?
It's so hard to rank classes in the portal because some places like Nebraska and Wisconsin are signing 20 kids because they have 20 kids leave. You know, they got to replace what they had. So you've got that, where Iowa just doesn't have the churn. They just don't. It just doesn't happen. So they're kind of where, you know, Nebraska, Wisconsin had kind of a flood situation. Iowa just had little holes in the dam.
Right.
You know, and so they just got to plug up a couple holes and get those couple spots filled up, and you know, they got the defensive tackles. That was a huge need area. They wanted to upgrade quarterback, and they did, I thought. You know, getting Gronowski and getting Hank Brown. Let's not forget about Hank, and getting some more depth and some more arm talent in that room, I think is going to be helpful in the short term and the long term. And then, you know, the one area I think they probably wish they would have got somebody in is that corner.
Yeah.
I think they probably wish they could have gotten a corner or a safety or something, you know, just another defensive back to help. Other than that, I don't know that there's a whole lot to complain about if you're an Iowa fan.
No, and I agree. And I think what's at stake here, or what's at battle when you start to weigh out the portal and the NIL, is culture, which I think was what I was trying to develop, is a culture and versus dollars. And obviously dollars involved here. But, you know, you look at Nebraska and you say, well, they got 20 new players. And maybe they went out and found upgrades. We don't know how the dam has been, and you know, what we're plugging in the dam. We think we got some pretty decent pieces. But you got this is what's going to be at stake, is Iowa's method of building a program with culture versus, you know, every year going out and reloading 20 new players.
Yeah. And that's the thing that Iowa has done, is they've just kind of filled in those holes, and they've went out when they've looked for guys, you know, in the portal or out of transfers, grad transfers, whatever they might be. I think they've done a good job of finding guys that just fit with them, like a Nick Jackson, for example. He's just, you know, kind of a you know, he's a Hawkeye type player and fits with Iowa and fits with the culture of the program. I go back to like years ago, Jack Heflin, when they got him, you know, he was a guy that just perfect fit for Iowa. So it just, you go out and you try and find the best fit possible.
Well, I my memory doesn't serve me very well, and I'm not into the heartbeat like you are, but, you know, I remember early on Coach talking a little bit about the way that they thought they would use the portal. And it would be through guys who are making a step up in competition, and that they would find the right character guys, the right guys that fit that mold. That's what this team is. That's what this this looks like. And I think there's a value to that because, and I look at Gronowski versus Pribula, who went to Missouri. I think we got the better of the two, particularly for who we are.
Yeah. He's certainly done more productive at the college level. Now it's a different level of football, but he's certainly, you know, he's more accomplished, just, you know, at that level at least. So we'll see what he can do. Obviously the shoulder thing is going to be talked about quite a bit. But I know that the Iowa folks, they examined everything and they looked at everything, the MRIs and x-rays and everything. And they feel very comfortable about things moving forward, so they feel like he'll be ready to go and everything will be good, and he'll be you know, he'll have the full summer to work, and meanwhile he'll be able to do mental reps and those sorts of things. So I think everything's gonna be fine, but it was It was one of those. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Not again.
Yeah, no.
Not again.
No, I know. Tim Lester, I think about last year, he really had... Man, this is a completely different room. He's finally got his guys. But going into spring ball this year, there's going to be some quarterback competition. This summer, definitely going to be quarterback competition, and that's got to be healthy. But I think this quarterback room is upgraded immensely. This is night and day. This is not, we're in a different plane.
And what this might end up doing in a roundabout way is potentially keeping Brendan Sullivan on the roster.
Yep.
He may look at this and go, you know what? I might go down. I could end up being the starter here again. Let me hang around here. Let me stay around. You know. So
I agree.
We'll see.
Yeah, definitely upgrade. And boy, we've been a quarterback away from being in the playoff system. A decent quarterback last several years, and who knows where things are at. Lester's gonna. This is gonna be a proving year for him. He's gonna have his opportunity to groom the coaches or the quarterbacks he wants, and his program's gonna be underway. And I'm optimistic. I really like the way he approaches things.
Yeah,
transfer
good.
Portal. Transfer portal on the basketball side. Didn't see this coming.
Yeah, Isaiah Johnson-Agaru transfers in. Kind of got a hint about it right when he went in the portal, and our guy, Joe Tipton, who broke the news that he was going in the portal, basically said, keep Iowa in mind here, because I think that's where he's going to end up. But I didn't know that it would be at semester, but apparently he wanted, Iowa had a scholarship available, so they could put him on scholarship and he can do his thing. So good to get him in. You can get him used to the offense and get kind of feel for his teammates and get more work with the coaches. So development time, and I know they really liked him out of high school, so that's gonna be a help, I think.
Well, I don't know if I heard a fire truck in the background. Are you in L.A.?
No, that was an ambulance. I'm near. I am near a hospital area. So,
well, I shouldn't be joking, but it could be part of the conversation.
I did think, last month I was contemplating going out to L.A. for both the Iowa basketball games this week, and now I'm kind of glad that I did not schedule that trip and decide to do that, because we'll find out. I think we'll find out today what I was doing, because Fran asked Fran McCaffrey about it on Thursday, and he said they're scheduled to fly out tomorrow.
Yeah,
so they're going to have to make a decision on that today. One of the things that did pop up was that Northwestern, and he had mentioned something about Northwestern's women playing out at UCLA this weekend, and that game has been postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern's not traveling out there, so that's kind of a. And then when the NFL pulls up stakes, that's when boy, there's. You wonder if there's, and they're doing that for a Monday night game, and again, Iowa plays at USC.
On Tuesday
night, and I don't think SoFi is all that far from USC, but I'm not positive. But I don't think it's like terribly far from there. Not that those areas are in any danger. That I don't believe. But the other thing, talking to some friends out there, is there's an air quality issue right now.
Right. In that area, going to be interesting week. That's the last thing this basketball team needs is cancellations midweek, and then have to find ways to have three games a week.
Remember that year when the roof fell in at Indiana?
Yep.
And trying to get that thing rescheduled, and how that kind of screwed up that team, honestly.
Yep.
So yeah.
All right, Tom. Well, appreciate you stopping by, and you got a lot to cover. And man, your life was always busy, but with the addition of the open portal NIL, you just there is no rest for the wicked. And we need you, Dr. Feelgood. How can we get our fix? Those who don't know about it yet, how do they get a hold of Tom Cakert and get their fix?
Yeah, head to HawkeyeReport.com, and we'll get you set up and. You get all the news and all the information that's going on, and and share it and talk with all your fellow Hawkeye fans there about all this stuff. So it's a fun time. We'll be at the men's and women's games this weekend. We've got Tanner, our wrestling writer, is at the women's national duels in Cedar Falls. So we've got everything covered this weekend.
Folks, that is Tom Cakert, Hawkeye fan. That's where you get your fix. Go to HawkeyeReport.com, and we'll take a timeout. Come right back, and we'll catch up with Tim Millage. We're going to talk some wrestling news when we come back to the Fast Hour on Radio. You're on the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag at Menards and ring in the new year with bathroom savings you must see to believe. We have what you need to complete your dream bathroom. Upgrade with Sterling tubs and showers that fit your style and budget. Get the Ensemble Shower Kit on sale now for $619.99 through January 12th. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Kickstart 2025 with Craig Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's our Resolution to Save sales event, and the deals are unbelievable. Get a whopping $12,000 off the powerful Ford F-150, or take $11,500 off the family-friendly Ford Expedition. Looking for adventure? The rugged Bronco Sport starts at just $28,500. Start your year right at Craig Ford, guaranteed to save you money.
This is Brandon with Nutrien Ag Solutions in Moravia. We had a great 2024 planting season and look forward to the 2025 season. When it comes to your fall farm management plan, please come and see Todd, Tyler, and myself. You will get nothing but the best. Please call or come in and see Amanda in the front office. Mike, Vern, Gage, and Chris are ready to make sure you get a great start on your fall application needs. My team would like to thank our current customers for their support and look forward to helping them succeed. For your fertilizer and seed management plan, please stop in or call 641-724-3355. Nutrien Ag Solutions, helping you lead the field and beyond.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk some wrestling with a guy that's never put a singlet on, a pumpkin chunker. Tim Millage, the AD over at Sheraton. Before we get to some grappling, let's talk some pumpkin chunking. You got to call a couple of big games last night. Good for the Chargers.
Yeah, we did. Sheraton traveled to Cardinal and got two big wins. So anytime you win on the road, that's always a good thing. So, always a big basketball fan, but we're really excited about wrestling, and you're right, I've never put on a singlet, and I think most people would agree they don't want to see that anytime soon, I hope. So,
well, after watching your younger brother put his singlet on, I think he's your younger older brother, isn't he? And watching him flex in the mirror, you know, for no reason, it probably that would be enough to drive you from never putting one on. So I get it. But we're going to watch some guys that actually know how to put a singlet on, and I'm excited. This idea you put together for the South Central Conference, maybe give a little bit of a tease of what we might be looking forward to.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the upcoming tournament at the Bridgeview Center, and I will say that this is not just like on a whim that we decided to do it this year. This has kind of been in the talks for the last 3 or 4 years as the conference is. Put this conference wrestling tournament together, and different schools have hosted it. And those have been fine. But we've had this vision of making this conference tournament kind of a big field tournament before kids get to districts, and really giving our kids a chance to really have a fun experience at a big time venue like the Bridgeview Center. And so it was my turn to host, or Sheraton's turn to host. And, with the blessing of the conference and the ADs, I just said, hey, I really want to take a chance. If everybody's on board, I'm going to need your help. Let's do this. And It's been fun to put this together and kind of take that leap with the guys that are in that room, you know, helping us make this possible. We couldn't do this with just one school. It's taken the work of every AD and every school to say, hey, we're going to help put this together. What do you need? And so it's been fun. We're competitors usually, you know, every other night. We strap on, you know, basketball, wrestling, football, whatever. But it's been fun to work together and do something great like this for our kids. We really are excited about what this is going to be.
Well, I love the vision, and of course, we jump on board. We've been behind the scenes poking and prodding, because you know we kind of like to do things goofy, and we want to celebrate, right? We want to make it big, right?
Yep.
And why not? And I think this conference is full of really outstanding ADs. Your peers are some of the best in the state, and you guys all get along and work well together. So this is going to be a fun time, buddy. And when is it? So people can start to put that on their calendar and want to be there in person.
We're three weeks from today, February 1st at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Wrestling's going to start at 10 o'clock. And, you know, you mentioned your KIIC radio. You guys are already the Southern Iowa sports leader, and the way you guys handle wrestling is unbelievably so good. And I know the pitch is going to work with you guys, and we're excited for what that's going to look like as far as what you guys can bring to that tournament and that atmosphere, that we're going to make this a really big-time event, really get our kids excited as they head into districts. And the conference has a lot of good wrestlers, a lot of good wrestling teams, and so we wanted a way to really celebrate those wrestlers and really showcase what our kids are able to do. And we feel like the Bridgeview Center is just a perfect place. I know that we visited with Bridgeview Center yesterday, a couple ADs and I, and we just got more excited after going over that last final piece yesterday at the Bridgeview Center about what this is going to look like and how it's going to be set up. And we hope that it's not a one-year thing. We hope that this is something that just kind of evolves and grows. You know, as girls wrestling becomes bigger and bigger, they're eventually going to need a conference tournament. And we have the space at the Bridgeview Center. And now we have the time on a Saturday. And we feel like if we can get this first one off and running and make it successful, that this will only grow and grow.
Cannot wait to collaborate with you guys and the pitch. Use their tremendous talents. AD down there, just they can throw graphics and video up. And we're going to bring this thing to life and celebrate the great sport of wrestling. And I promise I will not be wearing a singlet. I will not make that same promise for Tim Millage. He actually probably would look halfway decent at Tim. Hey, another thing I want to give a shout-out. You got a young man, Willis, is qualified for the Shrine Bowl. That's tremendous.
Yep, Chase Willis had a great year. A great kid. Very happy for him. He deserved it, for sure.
For sure. All right, folks, the Fast Hour on All the Radio is just about to smack the mat and run out of here. Thanks to Tim Millage for joining us. Don't forget, it's coming up 3 weeks from today. We're going to be celebrating wrestling, and you'll be listening to Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday.